Hey guys, welcome back to the Off Task Podcast with Paul A. Van Clare, aka The Pack. Today we're going to be talking about social medias.
And our favorite social medias.
And we're going to drag some by their hair, because, yeah.
Like I did with Claire the other day.
Yeah, she just dragged me. And it's on her Snapchat story.
It is. Don't add me, actually.
Snapchat. First social media of the day.
That is personally my favorite.
I really like Snapchat. I really do. Paul, what's your opinion on it?
Me as well. I love Snapchat. Snapchat is my life.
Look how official he sounded. Me as well.
I know. Me as well. Too. Me too.
Me too. Me three. Because there's three of us.
Oh my gosh. Coincidence.
Coincidence.
There's so much stuff to do on Snapchat. Like talk to your friends. Get to know people. You can actually search your friends on the location. So, you know, if you think your boyfriend's cheating, you can just look at him on the Snap map.
You can be like, yo, why he at Claire's house, bro? Like, this ain't okay.
Like, Wiley, where you at?
Plug. Hashtag no promo. Anyways. So,
it's a really casual way to like talk to your friends, like get to know new people as well.
Yeah. And like you can make it so anybody can add you, or for them to like Snapchat you have to add them back, you know, their settings kind of similar to Instagram. And you have your story that any of your friends on Snapchat can see, and then you have like your personal
Snapchat.
And then you have your groups where it's like a smaller group of your friends. You can all Snapchat each other
in one group message.
Yes.
So wow.
Like, like a group chat, but a group
Snapchat.
Group Snapchat. Group
chat. Oh, God.
Ooh. All right.
So, that's personally my favorite because you can go on the company stories. And so it's like magazines or like
websites. BuzzFeed.
Like BuzzFeed. Daily Mail. Cosmopolitan. Like they all make their own stories with like animations and like news, etc. And like.
That's really. It's, like, a really efficient way to, like, stay in touch with, like, society, you know?
You know, for the new hip teens, you know?
You can see what Instagram models post. And speaking of Instagram models, let's jump right over to Instagram, folks.
Okay, and is it Instagram, since I got kind of, like, banned from Snapchat, like, I'm not allowed to have it. I've been on Instagram, and...
That's sad.
Yeah, I know. Depression. I've been on Instagram and YouTube a lot.
Why don't you just get Snapchat Plus?
Plus?
The ghetto Snapchat.
No, like I'm not allowed to have Snapchat at all.
What about Snapchat Plus?
Yeah, that's
the same thing. Okay,
Instagram. You can do your Instagram streaks on Instagram. You can actually. Yeah, Instagram has stolen. Extra.
Wait,
Instagram.
You can have streaks on Instagram?
Not really, but you can like kind of Snapchat people. Like you can send them a picture with a little message, and like.
Send it to multiple people.
Yeah, you can
in
send
the
it
DM.
Which was hashtag stolen DM. From Snapchat. We see you Instagram.
As well as the stories.
Yes. Oh, stories too. Stories on Instagram are new.
Yeah.
Well, not really new, but
you can do Instagram lives, which is just like
broadcasting,
a live broadcast or like live stream of yourself. That's super easy to do. So all your followers will get a notification, and even people that aren't your followers, if you're a public account, can view your live story.
And there's also the classic Instagram post.
Wait. Okay, but why do y'all like Instagram?
I like it because. It's a really good way for me to, like, get my memes out there and to receive new memes that I really like. And also to just, you know, post pictures of myself where I think I'm looking cute. And I like Instagram a lot. And Ava, what do you have to say about it?
No, well, like, Instagram, since I got banned from Snapchat, like, I like memes a lot. And that's, like, a great meme place. I follow many meme accounts. Whether they're little or big, and I save my collection of them.
There's also, there's a lot of complexity on Instagram. There's a lot of different things that you can see. A bunch of different posts that you can look at. There's different
great
types of
round of
posts.
Applause.
Snaps for Paul.
There's like, Snapchat.
Hilarious. Funny.
Puns.
But then Instagram, like you're saying, like there's different types of posts that you can post. There's like a beefy post, meme post, cute eyebrows on fleek posts.
Like
eyebrows.
My friends hype me up. Friends hype me up to post, might delete later.
Yeah.
Those kind of posts.
I was feeling cute, might delete later.
Felt cute, might delete later. But
anyways,
back on the beefy posts, Instagram isn't actually where all the beef started. It
That's
all
YouTube.
Origins back actually to Twitter.
Really?
Yeah, Twitter now.
Oh,
Twitter is where
I forgot
Twitter.
About
Twitter is where it's.
I don't have a Twitter.
Why don't you have a Twitter? Speaking of Twitter, you can follow our Twitter at Daniel's Podcast.
Plug.
Oh, and Instagram too.
Instagram at DMS Podcast.
DMS Podcast.
Yeah.
Singular.
We're very official, as you can tell. But anyways, so on Twitter is where a lot of people, because you can say as much as you want, and it's not like, I feel like it's more of a
blog,
you know, it's more of like a blog type thing than a post, because people are like, oh, well, what if my feed looks bad, or like, what if I post too much, what if I post too little. But like on Twitter, you can say whatever you want, how much of it, like, I don't know, people, I feel like people feel less like restricted,
judged.
Or less like judged when on Twitter. But then,
but there's also
some shade and like retweeting or not retweeting
Twitter,
and there's also the character limit on Twitter.
Yeah. Oh yeah, true. That's
like,
why you can section
pretty,
it off.
It's pretty good, so.
Or you can do like a chain, like a
yeah, like a chain. I know what
you
mean.
Yeah,
where you can
a Twitter
link
chain.
Your different
mm-hmm.
tweets.
Yeah, I really
what
like Twitter.
What shade have you seen on Twitter?
Wendy's and McDonald's.
Oh, those are so funny.
I love that. So McDonald's will tweet something like talking about their ice cream machine. Like, we have the new like ice cream out today.
And Wendy's is like, even though it's always broken.
Oh my gosh, no. What it says, I forgot what it said. It was like, they were tweeting something like, come down and like have Thanksgiving meal here at McDonald's. It was something like that. Something that had to do with Thanksgiving. Even though no one would go down there to eat for Thanksgiving. No shade, McDonald's. Love you. But, and so they had like messed up their tweet. And so like they had a big spelling error. And then Wendy's responded to the tweet and they said, even your Twitter broken, just like all your ice cream machines. And
yeah,
I was like, oh.
No, and then also one big trend that went around on Twitter was like Wendy's throwing shade at like everybody, even its followers, because if they replied with something, there's one, this guy tweeted, he was like, what can I do to get a free like Frosty?
That's not,
and
that's
then,
not really throwing shade, is it?
No, no. I just have to finish the chain, Paul. You're very...
Okay, because they ended up giving him the nuggets.
Okay, well, let
yeah,
her...
But he didn't want the nuggets in the first place.
He did.
Anyways,
like,
if
what can I do to get some free nuggets?
Let me explain what we're talking about, Paul. Gosh, that's what you guys said. Anyways, so... someone tweeted, they're like, what can I do to get a free Frosty at Wendy's? And then Wendy's goes, it's 50 cents. And then they go... Yeah, but you know, your boy is running low on money. And so, and then they go, that's why we made it 50 cents. So then, yeah, then they tweeted back, and I think he ended up getting free something because they had this huge, long argument. But there's been different cases where Wendy has roasted other
Wendy's,
followers.
Not Wendy.
I said Wendy's.
Okay. Making sure.
Are you not listening to me?
Wendy's.
Wendy's.
And Twitter is a great place to, like, build your like social blade, to have a green social blade instead of a red one, so you can become more popular with all your followers. Like many YouTubers go on there to like build their like social
platform. Yeah, to be like just uploaded
and
YouTube.
And
YouTube is also a great place, like a great social media where people can share their lives and like vlogs and videos about what they do, and they can post like challenges to like entertain like people who just want to know, like, oh, what'll happen if, like, you eat a banana and then chug a whole thing of Sprite? Well, guess what? You'll projectile vomit everywhere.
Trigger warning. No, but yeah, YouTube is a great place.
Except for, like, Jake Paul.
Yeah.
Jake Paul can
ruin the entire... No, let's not go there.
I'm sorry.
We might have some Jake Paul
viewers. We might have some Jake Paulers or some Mavericks in here.
Not in here, but, like...
Our producer, actually, Braxton Bond, is a Maverick. He loves it. He loves it.
Yeah, he just loves Logan Paul.
Be a Maverick!
Great.
Love him.
There you have it.
Look at the enthusiasm. Just it's projecting off of his face. He's glowing.
Okay.
Well, yeah, but I love YouTube because that's honestly probably the oldest platform that was most popular. And you can make such a big career out of it, too.
And a lot of people from Vine before it died.
Yeah, Vine died. Oh, yeah, Vine was such a great
thing. Oh, my gosh. Molly's over there crying because Vine died. Oh, my gosh. I have an update on Vine, too. But a lot of people from Vine go to YouTube to, like, start. Since they're, like, comedians, they go to YouTube to, like, still be funny and, like, entertain people. But back to Vine, rip Vine, but we have some good news for you. Before we get into what Vine is, we're just gonna go ahead and spoil it. Vine is coming back, y'all.
Okay.
Possibly.
Don't get people that excited.
Okay, well, the creator of Vine, he's told people that he's actually gonna end up making a follow-up app. So
a similar one.
Yeah, a similar one. So
not,
you can, like, pretty much.
Maybe there'll be 10-second videos.
Whoa.
Or 15.
They're not as good if they're 10 or 15. Then it's just Instagram, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I like...
What
I
if they...
An 8-second video.
They might cut it down to, like, 3 or 4. You never know.
We'd die.
They'd have to, like, take their vines and just speed them up.
Just that everybody reloads, like, re-uploads all the Vines, like, super sped up.
Me. But Vine, oh my gosh, I love Vine. It was my most favorite out of all of them before it died, and it still is. Rest in peace, I love you. And so, basically, what Vine is, if you don't know, excuse me, but basically what Vine is, where people could, like, upload 6-second videos of, like, what they wanted to share, like, hey, this is my day today, and then they'll, like, fall down the stairs, and it'll just be a funny video, you know?
Yeah.
Something that you can
laugh at.
Want
to giggle.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the Catch Me Outside girl, What's 9 plus 10? 21.
Okay.
What's Shabakadoo? Okay. My name's Jeff.
Miss Keisha. It was just such a positive place to be. It really brought a lot of laughs, chuckles, and giggles to my life.
And it's still bringing laughs, chuckles, and giggles.
I've spent half my time on YouTube looking at RIP Vine posts.
Yeah, so that's another reason why Vine is dead, and YouTube is one of my new favorite platforms.
Thriving.
Social medias. Okay, so everybody, like, after this conversation, what is your... After everything we've covered, what is your official favorite social media?
Snapchat and YouTube. Kind of tied.
YouTube, Snapchat.
No, Vine's dead. Vine's dead, Claire.
Vine is in my dreams, but I'm going to have to go with Instagram.
I'd say Instagram because, sure, Snapchat is cool and you can respond to your friends, even though I don't have any more. RIP. Anyways, so.
Hey, me too.
But, like, I have Instagram with my memes.
And there's a lot of limitations on Snapchat too. Like, it's kind of harder to meet new people on Instagram. You can share your Snapchats, you can share memes on there, old finds. You can share, like, almost everything. Like, there's barely any limits on Instagram.
Is there a conspiracy that YouTube killed Vine so that way they'd become more popular?
Maybe.
No.
Is there?
I don't know. Illuminati. But anyways, tune in next time, guys, where we talk about another topic. I hope you enjoyed this. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram, and make sure to comment, you know, what your favorite social media is.
Yes.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.